Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. What do zoos and East Texas rivers have in common? Both are playground to the river otter.
We have a lot of water, rivers, full of fish, full of crawdads, and it's just an ideal habitat out here. It's just that you're generally not going to get to see one.
Gary Calkins is district leader for the Piney Woods Ecological Area.
It's not like a deer that you can drive by and shine a spotlight. Otters stay primarily in the water. They will come out on land, but it's only in little specific areas. And so unless you know their behaviors and what areas to go look for sign coming up onto the land, it just makes it really tough to find them.
Imagine then trying to get a head count. Every 3 years, parks and wildlife biologists conduct surveys under the 254 bridges in East Texas to track the population and distribution of river otters.
Someone will crawl under that bridge and look in the sand or mud for tracks or scat. And then we're going to take a subset of those 254 bridges, and instead of surveying them once, we'll go back repeatedly. We'll also do transects 100 meters upstream and downstream and look for sign. And through a big statistical formula, you can tell if there are no animals there or if you're just missing finding them.
And finding them is worth the while. Calkins says that sometimes they'll show off for you. That's our show with research and writing help from Sarah Lowden. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.